Bringing it back. Welcome back to Rosie on the House. Let's see if we can get this last caller here before top of the hour. Been through a lot of calls this hour. We appreciate y'all ringing in and letting us take a shot at trying to help you out and what you're trying to get done around your house. Lynn calling from Tonopah. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can we help you this morning?
I have an older manufactured home, and when we moved in, we there was a little bit of a mold issue, and we had it all removed. We had all the vents cleaned and sealed. And then last fall, when the air conditioner would come on, all of a sudden we would get like a sewer gas smell coming up out of the main bathroom.
Okay.
And we had Benjamin Franklin come in, and they did replaced a sewer valve.
Okay.
Under the sink in that bathroom.
Good, okay.
And they did caulking around the toilet.
Okay.
Now, when the gas furnace comes on, there's no smell. This last couple of days, my husband's been home and sick, and it got real hot in the house. We turned the air on, and that sewer gas smell started coming up through that bathroom again. And the vents have been sealed. They told me that if you pour Pine Sol into your septic tank and turn the air on, if you can smell Pine Sol, that you have a leak. But we couldn't smell Pine Sol, and that smell is just awful. My husband has COPD, so he's home all day, and I'm just really worried about these sewer gas smell coming up.
And Lynn, you're in a manufactured home?
Yeah.
On a septic tank?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And the vent for this particular bathroom doesn't go out through the roof. It's an under-counter vent, and that's what Benjamin Franklin replaced.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And then I had my brother-in-law come in, and he put in an air vent so that we could turn a fan on.
Good.
So that we could turn the fan on and bring, you know, take some of the air out.
Right. Now,
but
Lynn,
still, that smell, they did not replace the seal under the toilet. They just caulked around it.
Okay. Well, what we need to do, if I walked out around the outside of your house, you have a plumbing vent penetrating the roof somewhere, don't you? I could actually call Ben Franklin and find out what tech went out there. What we're going to need to do, Lynn, is we're going to need to create that the vent that they replaced is the first step, absolutely. Now that the problem is recurring, we have to take a look at the fact of, and if you're definite it's a sewer smell, it's a sulfur methane smell, what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to create a negative pressure in your plumbing vent system. And the way we do that, we actually put a fan on the largest plumbing vent you have coming through your roof. So it's like putting a giant suction. It's not giant. It's a small pump. It costs as much to run as a 40-watt light bulb. It isn't going to add a lot of money to your electric bill. But we put this directional fan on your plumbing vent on the roof, and we blow it up and exhaust it up into the atmosphere. That puts your entire plumbing vent system into a negative pressure position. So all the odor is going to be like water. It's going to follow the path of least resistance, and that odor will end up back being exhausted through this vent. There are conditions that we'd have to take a look at with the sewer vent that may complicate things. But at the very worst, if we can't solve this problem, then what we'll do is we'll try and get that vent converted to a through-the-roof vent, and that very well could solve the problem as well. When I saw your question, you know, air conditioner comes on and it smells, there's another thing that we call dirty sock syndrome that can very much smell that same way. And that has to do with the bacteria and the protein and the dirt that's accumulating around the coils of an air conditioning or a heat pump unit and blowing that in. I'd be curious is it only when we turn the air conditioner or heater on and creating positive pressure inside the house? If that's the case, then it may not be that plumbing vent. It very well may be the air conditioner and that dirty sock syndrome. I can tell you one thing. If we can't get it solved. There is a company in Glendale called Indoor Air Quality Specialist, and you can give them a ring, and they're a specialist on tracking down odors like this. Sharon answers the phone, and generally Ed, her husband, is the one that comes out and puts the old super nose test to the job, figures out the source, what the correct procedure would be to fix it, and they'll get you taken care of. So I'd appreciate if you keep me posted. The fact your husband's not well and you're needing to stay inside and keep comfortable, then we want to do everything we can to help you accomplish that. Appreciate the call, Lynn. Thanks a bunch.
We got through
all the calls.
Before we forget, so we have a fresh bank for the 10 o'clock hour, next hour, 1-888-767-4348. Wait, did I?
No.
No, 277. Sorry. Creature of habit. We are using our flagship station number today, 602-277-5827. 277-KTAR. Let's get these Coyote tickets cleared off before another hour slips away and we forgot. We like fans to go. You know, it's to really appreciate the game. So if you know the Coyotes record, first correct answer texted to 411-923 that knows the Coyotes current win-loss record, you're going. This is March 17th against the San Jose Sharks. Puck drop at 7 p.m.